Welcome back to Daily Dose, it's me, Nick. Retirement age. It happens sometimes when you're young, sometimes when you're old. But the question is, what do you do when you get there? Where are you gonna live? On this episode, Bob and I talk about potential landing spots, specifically one that we want to design for ourselves and all of our retirement age friends. Enjoy.
That last picture that you posted of you and your mom, your mom looks gorgeous, and I just looked at them, and I thought to myself, who's this new lovely in Nick's life? And I looked closer, and I'm like, oh, that's mom.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. That's
it is ridiculous.
And you look really happy in it, too. It was a really, you were celebrating something?
Oh, I think it was my nephew's wedding. Oh,
okay.
So it was right before that, if I remember correctly. I think it was just a quick
she
image.
She cleans up nice, though. That's
Yeah. She was happy with the picture, too. Oh. She saw it.
Do you give pre-approval for anything that you put out there?
No. I think she had sent me that photo, though.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, I good. Was like,
it was
okay,
curated.
That's fine.
It was, yeah. That's good, though. I like that. That's a... And she doesn't date at all? Like,
no, she just hangs out with her friends.
Because I was going to say, I got to think if she was out there in the world, there would be dudes like calling.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And I think that after taking care of her last husband for the last, 10-ish years of his life, as his health was declining, and then she did get into another relationship, but it was the same type of situation with someone around her age. But unfortunately, his health was declining. Oh. And then I think she just realized she could hang out with women around her own age, have fun. She's very conservative in her demeanor when she goes out, and some of these women go a little nutty.
Yeah.
So they go to places she wouldn't normally go, and I think she enjoys that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Well, guess what? Just having your people is important.
Yeah.
I really hope that at the end of my life, I'm with the same amazing person that I'm with right now. But if I'm robbed of that opportunity, I just hope that I have a community.
Well, let me ask you this, because it was something that was on my mind recently, because I'm 5 years out from active retirement community age.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Wow, yeah.
But, and here's the issue, I was talking to Debbie from the owner, my partner at the community paper about this. Mm-hmm. Like, there aren't any active retirement communities that are geared towards someone like me.
Yeah, I don't feel like that for myself either. But like, what do you feel like you need in a retirement community?
So
that would make
I think,
it
okay, so not golf. I don't golf.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't looks, care about that golf, sounds yeah. silly. I do like the golf cart aspect. So just be able to tool around on those.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah. So that would be fun. I feel like a central hub of activity, but like stuff like video games or karaoke or dumb fun stuff. Not necessarily like I think of active retirement communities and I think they're okay, tonight they're gonna do line dancing, and the next night they're gonna do bingo.
Well, and here's the thing. Okay, this is something just wrong here. Okay, because why is it we get different generations, right? We got the boomers, we got Gen X, we got Gen Y, we got Gen Z, right? And they're all defined by things that are different.
Yeah,
and yet all the nursing homes, all the senior communities, they're still catering to the 1940s, the 1950s.
It seems that way.
It's like, oh, yeah, why is bingo still a thing? Because nobody's come up with something more interesting. I mean, why not digital games that you can play with these folks, right? Because let's face it, by the time that we're in retirement communities, we're going to still have our technology intact. In fact, we're going to be relying on it more than ever. So, we've got to, it's ridiculous. It's like at a certain point we say, let's stop trying for these people. Once they reach a certain age.
We've already figured it out. It's this formula. We're going to take them to the casino. We're going to take them to the buffet. We're going to take them to the... It's like, no, I don't want to.
I think with...
I mean, some of that... Okay, sorry. The casino does sound fun.
We're going to make them want to die, I think is the whole point here. Let's create an environment that makes them say goodbye to life with a happy face. So, it's like, I used to want to live, but now that I've moved here, I don't want to live anymore.
Okay, so should we design a retirement community? Should we buy a swath of land somewhere and start building it out?
Couldn't that be cool? I mean, actually, and again, there are so many ideas that come out of your mouth that my heart goes, yes, I really actually want to do that. And this is one of them, actually, because they're being so woefully created over and over again in the image of the previous crap places that they were.
Right.
I used to work with the state ombudsman for long-term care in the state of Florida. I got to see a lot of nursing homes. I got to see a lot of senior care facilities. I did not see one that I could envision myself in. And I think we're there. I mean, why is my father so terrified of being in a nursing home? Because nursing homes are not good places to put people. You know, so I feel like, and that's not to say there aren't good people in nursing homes taking care of people.
Yeah, and there are good nursing homes and there's people who need to be there. I just think that the formula for them is just old.
It's wrong to begin with. It's like any variation that you do with that, it's not good. So yes, let's design a nursing, not a nursing home, but let's design a senior living community that we could live in. And let's just, guess what? We're going to discuss it. I'm going to draw it. And then we're gonna let our listeners see this community that we would design. Because I feel like it could be something that could at least put some sparks out there, right?
I like that.
All right.
Or so maybe there's one out there. Maybe we just haven't heard of it.
You know,
it yet.
There are, okay, I think there's a place called Eden Courts.
Yeah.
That is really a prototype for what senior living communities can be. And it's completely empowering. It's completely driven by the participation of the people who live there. They're not controlling these people's lives. They're empowering them to live the lives that they want to live. And I know there are some that are out there. There's a concept out there called
hat envy.
I love when you do that because at first I love it and I hate it. I love it because it's funny and it takes me to someplace different. I hate it because I just want to laugh and listen to what you're saying rather than actually remember what I was trying to remember. But in the course of it, I did. It's called the Pioneer Network. And it's a group of people that are really trying to change senior living and what it looks like and make these empowering environments. And it is something, there are good people out there trying to do good stuff. I don't know that they've actually impacted the industry as much as they would like to, because they are about an evolution, not a revolution. And I believe quite strongly that to change this, we need a revolution. We need somebody to say, this is no longer acceptable, and here are the criteria if you want to take care of my old people. But check them out if you get a chance, because that Pioneer Network is a good group of people trying to do good in that field.
Nice. I will and I shall.
Come on, admit it. You got a little bit excited about a retirement community designed by Nick and Bob. You know, at very least, it would not be a boring community. There would be music and color and all of Nick's favorite sports playing on big screen TVs. The improv theater and IMAX cinema would be state of the art. And the hall of world-class restaurants serving up free gourmet food would be the envy of the villages. So stay tuned, my friend. Your future may be looking just a little brighter, compliments of your pals Bob and Nick. We're going to let you get on with that future right now, because this episode is over. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.